This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party
Line Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, we made it to a Friday. That's the good news, right? Even though there is a little snow coming our way this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
It was pretty. I'm lucky that I don't have to work in it, so I know that those folks that have to work in it don't think it's quite as pretty, but it was pretty when I was coming in this morning. So, Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 1027, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clint and Carol, Boone CountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Town and Country Glass, and Ellis Jewelers. Do want to show these off this morning and give a mention to BCS Boutique in Michigan Town. Our studio flowers today are brought to you by BCS Boutique. Thank you to Roby for getting us those flowers in here. Just a reminder that they have flowers and things, gifts, and she also sent us some of these fancy caramels as well. And they're quite yummy. So if you are looking for something for your loved one,
they're homemade caramels
for Valentine's Day.
Southern Indiana.
We are a week away.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, if you're thinking about Valentine, don't wait to the last minute. The cards at the store get terrible for the last minute cards. Am I wrong, Emily? Am I wrong? No, Emily.
Yeah.
She knows I'm right.
They're not wrong. They're not near as funny.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You could tell somebody waited.
That's a nice way to phrase that.
So do you guys like the sappy cards, or do you guys like the ones that have got some humor to them?
Oh, no, I get my husband a funny card.
I want funny, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way with me.
Yeah.
The funnier, the better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even our memes.
Yeah.
I mean, once in a while, we'll send a nice one, but usually they're just something to make the other person laugh.
90% of what we send are hysterical. So
anyway.
You can't show them on the air, but they're hysterical.
That would not be a family friendly.
No,
that would be the rated R version of Party Line, which, by the way, is really good as well.
Yeah, off the air conversations are usually pretty good. Really quickly here, before we get to our guests, we do have a road closure. Frankfort Sewer Department will have West Wabash closed between 1st and 2nd Street for approximately about 4 hours. Please avoid the area. Let them get their work done, especially with the snow coming down. Granted, we're not supposed to get much. It's supposed to be roughly a dusting, half an inch, something like that. But, just stay out of the area. Let them get their work done.
Absolutely. There is basketball tonight as well. Girls basketball sectionals continue this evening.
Yep. First game at 6, we got Clinton Central versus Frontier, and then at 7:30, roughly, after the first game is over with, we have Carroll versus Bethesda Christian. Should be decent games.
I was torn.
Do I wear red
for heart health today, or
yeah.
Do I wear bulldog green? I did go with...
I came really close to throwing a green turtleneck on.
I almost said we should just divide and conquer.
Underneath, and I thought, no, it's too much Christmas. So I did.
One of us should have worn one, and maybe the other one.
Yeah, anyway. But, good luck to both those teams, and Carroll and Clinton Central. We're fingers crossed that we're hoping for a Carroll and Clinton Central sectional final on Saturday.
Yes, so. And you can listen to that right here on WILO and Boone's Best 1027 on the radio. So thanks to the guys for doing their part. You hear another lovely voice in studio today. That's Emily Himmersbach, who is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties. How are you today?
Oh, we're good. It's Friday.
What? Friday's just, you wake up in a much different state of mind on a Friday,
yes.
don't you?
Yes.
Even if you're going to have a rough day, you're like, at least it's Friday.
Right.
Totally different if you wake up and, well, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's my best day to hang out with you guys. I know if I'm hanging out on Party Line that it's Friday.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. We appreciate that. Well, so you have a lot going on.
When do we not?
Yeah, I know, but that's kind of good.
Say.
That's
well,
a good thing.
We were talking before the show started. Let's remind everybody, because it's been a bit since we reminded everybody exactly what the Community Foundation is and what it does.
Yeah. So the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, we're technically three community foundations under one roof, and we operate on we call it our three Gs. That's how we try to help people remember what we do. So it's give, grow, grant. And so giving is our donors, our lovely donors, are generous and give dollars to the foundation to different types of funds that they're interested in or maybe something that they care about. We take those dollars and we grow them at the foundation. We invest them, we grow them, and then we take a portion of the growth and we grant that back out to the community, whether that be through grants to nonprofits or scholarships for students. Again, that's based on what the donors, what their goals are as far as their charity goes. And so that's a very easy simplification of what we do. There's a lot of different ways that can happen, but I like to say that we're the conduit. So we are kind of the middleman between donors and the dollars getting out there. And so we're a way that donors can build those relationships and get their dollars where they want them to go in the community. Or, like we talked about, our unrestricted funds where donors can entrust the foundation to make decisions and recognize the needs the community has at the time. And we know that changes every year, sometimes monthly. And so we have a wonderful committee that looks at our applications for different grants, and they make decisions on where those dollars are going to go out into the community. So a lot more in depth in that. We have a lot of committees. We have a lot of people that serve at the foundation in volunteer roles to help make those decisions. As staff, we are basically the stewards. We just do the work between the donors and the committees and the needs. We just make sure that the dollars get where they need to go.
It's funny, Melissa and I were talking when they were having the it's funny, ironic. We were talking about you not long ago because when the ice hit the southern states, Atlanta and those places, and North Carolina, where they were just shut down, we were talking about donating, and folks always, want to start helping folks, and how can you do that? And that you had mentioned donate through a community foundation, because it's all up and up, the legit, everything has to be, and so just a reminder there to folks that if you see something like that, it's a good place to donate in other areas when those times come.
Look for the community foundation that's in that area, because see if they're accredited. Not all of us are accredited, but most of us are accredited by national standards. That's kind of my gold star I look for when I'm looking at disasters, to see if they have the national standards accreditation, because that just really puts them top tier. I know what that is because we go through that every 3 years. And so I think that means a lot. It's scary when you're trying to donate during a disaster, because there's a lot of scams out there.
Yes.
People take advantage of those things, which is so sad. But the community foundations are typically grounded in the needs and also who's the boots on the ground. They know the people and the communities, and so it's a great way to get your dollars where they need to go.
It is.
Well, I know some people may be wondering, you talk about the growth, and then you use part of that growth, and that's the money that goes out into the communities. And they're sitting there thinking, but you have all of this, especially since you just did the match. They don't understand that's how these funds continue throughout the years.
Yeah, so we use the word perpetuity. So you talk about different ways of giving. So we like to call ourselves kind of the community savings account almost. So the other part of that growth goes in and continues to grow. What I like to say, and this is a question I get pretty frequently, is, well, if I just want to donate to XYZ nonprofit, why don't I just do that instead of donating to the foundation? Great. If that's your goal, please do. Like, it ultimately is, how do you want your dollar to be used? So say you're going to donate to XYZ nonprofit for a program, that dollar is going to be used immediately, and that is fantastic. That is not a bad thing. So you can do that, or you can donate to the foundation. Your dollar itself is going to stay at the foundation. It's going to grow. We're going to grant it out. It's going to grow more. We're going to grant it out. that dollar itself is going to stay there forever and continually give back to the community. So it just ultimately is what your goal as a donor is and how you want your dollars to be used. There's not a bad choice in there. And I encourage people to also give back to their local nonprofits and look at the programs they're doing and the fundraisers they're doing.
Mm-hmm. A little does a little good, a lot will do a lot of good, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, you are starting this journey on the Mutz Philanthropic Leadership Institute. Has it started yet?
Yep, we had our opening retreat a few weeks ago. It was amazing. We had a great time. It's one of those things where I would say I was sitting at that table going, like, several times, how am I sitting at this table right now? Just surrounded by really great minds, and got to meet Mr. John Mutz, who is a former lieutenant governor. He talked to us about, you know, legacy and things like that, and just his excitement for us to be learning from this program. And he's a really amazing person who really cares about Indiana, cares about philanthropy. You know, he started a lot of the things, like he was a really important part of the gift program at Lilly Endowment, like starting that, which is what we talked about so much last year with the matches and stuff. Now, when he started it, it was pretty small at that point. I don't know that he imagined that it would be where it is today, but it was just, it's just an amazing thing to be able to be a part of that and to learn about philanthropy in different lenses and how it can impact communities. So it's a great journey already starting. I have a great cohort and really excited to continue to learn, and also thankful that the foundation supports our team in, mm-hmm. in education and learning so that we can be better for the community as well.
Well, and that's an amazing program.
Yeah.
That he said, and he is such a down-to-earth man. I mean, I've met him several times. I've talked to him. I've had dinner with him. I played volleyball with
that's
the man.
Yeah.
So, you know, all kinds of stuff over the years. And it's definitely one of those things that he always talked about wanting to do that when he was in office. And mm-hmm. and even before he was in office, he had talked about wanting to do that. So to see it come to fruition, and now know somebody who's actually going through that.
Yeah.
It's really cool for me to see to see all that come
and
out about.
He's 92.
Yeah.
I wondered about that.
He's still kicking. Like, it's amazing. And I will tell you one thing, because I shared this several times when I came back. You know, sitting in the room, he talked for about 30 minutes during our lunchtime. So we're going to learn from him a lot more throughout the program. But he was just sitting there telling us about sitting on Air Force One with Ronald Reagan and Fort Wayne and what their conversation was. Just so laid back and like,
this is
just another day in the life of John Mutz. And I'm like, you're talking about sitting on Air Force One with President Reagan. Like, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Not everybody gets to say that, right?
No.
But that's him. He's just a really laid back, mm-hmm. guy. You would never even think, other than the conversation, the thing, and the pictures, and seeing what all he's done, you would never know that.
Mm-mm.
That he was that he was lieutenant governor.
And he doesn't talk about it like it's a big thing to him. He just talks about it on a down-to-earth way. But he said to all of us, and this was a quote I actually wrote down, I was looking at it this morning. He said, if you want to change the world, the most important thing you need is ideas and relationships. And I was like, that's great. And that's what we're getting out of the Mutz Philanthropic Leadership Institute, is an idea sharing place. I mean, we spend a lot of time having conversation. We're not always going to agree. And that's the point, is to really start talking about, you know, the issues, how we can make Indiana better, what we can do. There's tough conversations to have. I mean, you guys know there's all kinds of changes in the world happening, and how can we support people, and what does that look like in our day-to-day lives? So it's good stuff.
It is also scholarship season.
Yes, it is.
How is that going?
I'm
going
to tell you right now, students, this is my final warning for you, because when I come back on Party Line, March 6th, I think, is when I come back, it'll be closed.
They passed the March 1st, right?
March 1st is the deadline, and I'm going to tell you right now, you need to start now. This is kind of, like I said, this is your final warning from the Community Foundation. Because here's the thing, and we've talked about this, Mel, a little bit. You're going to do your application, and then you're going to need your references. And please, please, please don't put those people through. You need their reference tomorrow, and don't give them no time to fill those out. So get on there, fill it out. It's going to tell you what you can apply for. So it's one application, and then it will tell you what other extra things you need. So, like, different scholarships require different things. They might require an essay, might require references. You need to take those steps now so that you know what you need to do, because you've only got a few weeks. I know it's beginning of February, but February is a short month.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've already gotten those requests.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least you have time, right?
I've got three of them I'm working on right now, so yeah.
And how many scholarships? Do you know how many scholarships there are? I mean, there are hundreds, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think the last time, it was somewhere around 200 that we have within the three counties. We did a count recently, and we have about 675 funds total. We're inching towards 700 funds at the foundation, which is
awesome.
Crazy. Just so cool. I mean, I could nerd out all day about our funds. And well, I was thinking on my way over here today, thinking about the people that started the foundation or that gave, you know, that first year of funds. Those funds are still, they're still granting. Those people might not even be alive now, and their impact is still happening every year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so cool.
That is amazing. You're absolutely right. Scholarships need to be turned in again March 1st. However, you guys, which is unusual, you guys have such a great crew there, but I know some people are actually retiring because they've been there so long, but
yeah.
you might be looking for some help.
Yes, yeah. So we've had kind of just a hit of life changes, I would say, all of a sudden. And so we're going to miss her, Skylar, my communications officer. She's getting ready to have her second little guy. And so she will be staying at home, sad face. I'm going to miss her so much, but I'm excited for her. So I actually just gave an offer to somebody for that position yesterday, so excited about that. And then we have Lucinda's position, who's retiring, and she will be – we have another person that we've given an offer to for that. But we do have one that's still open that we're looking for, and that's our accounting administrator position. So if you know somebody that's in accounting that's interested in – doing impactful work, working with our CFO and our accounting director to maintain, you know, one of the most important jobs in the foundation is managing all of our dollars. And we have an amazing finance team. Sherry was just saying, our CFO, that, you know, she loves the fact that we've never had a finding on our audits. That's a big deal when you're running an organization our size.
Especially when you're taking people's money.
Yes, yes. And we want to continue that. We want to make sure that everything is managed to the top tier level. As we grow, we're needing more staff to help manage all of the funds. Like I said, we're close to 700 funds. That's a lot of money management. So, again, if you know somebody that is, you know, interested, we do ask that they either live in or be willing to relocate to Howard, Clinton, or Carroll counties. Those are the counties that we serve. But if they are interested, they can reach out to us and call our office or go on the website.
Have we ever asked you what your story is, how you ended up here? I don't know that we've ever just asked you how you ended up with the Community Foundation.
I have a funny story, actually. I worked in healthcare before the foundation, so I was in healthcare management. And I knew our former president. I had worked for him. It was one of my first jobs. And he called me up 4 years ago and said, "Hey, can you have lunch with me?" Which I was like, "Greg, what do you got up your sleeve?" He was like, "I always have something up my sleeve. You know, come have lunch with me." And he had a role open, and it was a communications officer position. And I was looking for a change. I had gone through COVID and healthcare. It was really rough. Talk about burnout. So I was ready to do something different. I didn't really know much about Community Foundation, but I will tell you that this is, like, I have found, for me, I know I've found my field. Like, I found my career for the rest of my career. Like, I love this work. I love what we do. I love what it stands for. Anyways, yeah, that's how I ended up there. It's a fun story, though.
Well, you guys do a great job. We enjoy having you as well.
Thanks.
So, what else do we need to talk about here?
Well,
I see you have a pie chart over there.
I do have a pie chart, but I do need to mention one other thing, deadline we have, which is our grant application deadline. That's March 3rd. So we've got the two deadlines are pretty much back-to-back there.
Okay.
So if you're thinking that you're a nonprofit and you're thinking that you might need to apply for a grant for a program or something else to support your organization, now is definitely the time to reach out to Emerald and get that letter of intent and talk to her about what your project is. Because, again, you need some time to do that. She likes to give you guidance and help you know, help you figure out what your application is going to look like. Especially if you're a first time application, you have to call her and talk to her before you can put that in. So that's, again, March 3rd is the grant deadline, and that's all three counties. So we have two grant cycles in Clinton and Carroll, and then we have four grant cycles in Howard County. And so it's important. This is the first grant cycle for Clinton and Carroll, but there won't be another one till the fall. So if you have a program or something that you need to look at funding for, now's the time to get on our website, which is cfhoward.org, cfcarroll.org, or cfclinton.org. Go to the nonprofits page. We make it easy. So there's a nonprofits button, and it says grants, and all the information that you should need to kind of start out is right there.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So pie chart. Sorry, I kind of cut you off there.
No, that's perfect.
I had to make sure I let you know about
the grades. No, that's why we're good.
Yeah. So, we almost were just short of $4 million went into the communities last year from the Community Foundation.
Almost $4 million.
Yeah. Okay. It's some cool stuff. I mean, and again, all of these dollars are coming from dollars that people gave. They're the growth off of that. So, I mean, you can just imagine all of the different people that their legacy is working through these dollars in the community. This pie chart kind of shows, obviously, we 30% of what we give out is in scholarships. We have donors that are really passionate about students. And so, that's a large portion of what we give out. The other, I would say larger percentages we get out in the community, social services, youth services. Youth is really, really important in all of our communities. I mean, we know that. Youth are, they're the future, so we want to make sure we invest in them. So in scholarships, we gave $1.1 million last year just in scholarships alone. So that's pretty special there. And then the rest, I mean, community development, arts and culture, education. That's why when people ask us, what's really important to you? Well, everything's important to us. But we also have to prioritize based on what the communities are asking for and kind of what their dreams and aspirations are. That's why we do community conversations every few years. We do listening sessions and make sure that we're staying aligned with our local communities and what their goals are.
By the way, Emily Himmersbach is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundation, and she's our guest on Party Line today.
You've been busy. And I know it just keeps it. You don't get much of a rest, when you're doing through all this. But
yeah.
You got the you rolled out the leadership class.
Yep, leadership series started last month. They did their board governance training, which Carrie was just saying she's our community leadership coordinator. She was just saying yesterday that she's like, oh, board governance is kind of boring. But that wasn't the case with our class this year. They were so excited about it and stuff and engaged in it. And I think that's an important thing to be aware of is, as leaders learning, we could nerd out over these things. But also, it's helpful for us to get new perspective on how to manage boards and things like that. So we have a great class this year of 30 people. So it's the biggest class I think that we've ever done. She had to make some wiggle room. We do not have any more room in that room upstairs. She had to waitlist it because it was just we don't know where to put another table, which is a great problem to have. It means
Absolutely.
There's people that want to develop and they want to be better for their organization. So we love that. We love supporting them in that. They'll be coming in this month again for their next class. I'm not sure which one it is. It might be strategic planning. So we do board governance, strategic planning, marketing, grant writing, all different things, aspects that are really important to being a nonprofit leader and knowing how to actively be engaged in your nonprofit, making sure they're sustainable. That's our ultimate goal, is that we can not just support with dollars, but we can support with leadership training and things that are going to make our nonprofits better and maybe even where they don't need us really because they're so sustainable, which is would be a great thing. I mean, it's just something we love to invest in so that we can help them be better and serve our communities more efficiently.
When you have nonprofits that actually sign up for this and take this class, mm-hmm. are you seeing a lot of established nonprofits that have been there for a while and they're just wanting to, expand their horizons, or are you seeing a lot of new nonprofits, ones mm-hmm. that are trying to get off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say we see a mixture. One of the things that we see, actually, you know, I think this is happening in about every field that you look at, is turnover in staff and in leadership. And so we've really found, I think, in the last couple of years that we've kind of gotten all of the first row leaders. So this year and then the following years, it's like, okay, can we invest in these other leaders that are potentially going to be in their place eventually? And so, you know, it really varies, but I would say a lot of our established nonprofits also are investing in their leaders to make sure that they have succession plans, and to make sure that they're moving forward in a good way. We do talk to new nonprofits. We like to help them develop, but we also like to encourage them to make sure that they're not duplicating services and things like that. We want to have those tough conversations because we want to make sure that we protect the people that are being served. And the best way to protect them is to make sure that we're working together to serve them. And so, you know, I think Emerald does a really good job, our senior vice president, of having those conversations and sometimes even encouraging someone like, hey, you have this dream and it sounds like a great dream, but have you talked to this nonprofit that's already doing this work? Maybe you guys could work together. So just making sure that we're being efficient and serving our community in the best way possible is really important. That's why we encourage people to call if they've got a new nonprofit, so that they can have that conversation before they put an application in, and make sure that, you know, there's not, like I said, there's not somebody that's already doing that they could maybe team up and do it together.
You have the last word here. What else can you tell us? How can folks still give? Because I think they think, oh, we just got through a push. I don't need mm-hmm. to give right now. But mm-hmm. if you're capable and you would like to go ahead and still give, you can absolutely do that.
Yeah, yeah. And some cool things. So, like, on our Give Now page, you actually have the option to just do, like, a monthly donation if you want to. So you can just, like, set that up online. So that's a good way to do something if you're just wanting even, like, to do $10 or $20 to a nonprofit or to a program. And we have more than unrestricted funds. I know we've talked a lot about that recently because we had the 2-for-1 match, but we have donor advised funds. We have designated funds that grant every year to that nonprofit over and over. So it's like a lifetime stream of income for them. One highlight I can give you is the Wabash and Erie Canal. They have a really great designated fund that was established by Joanne and Dick McCain. And that fund actually funds most of their staff because they were so generous. And so it's just some things that you can look at to invest in. We also have field of interest funds that are more broad but still focused. There's some youth field of interest funds that support youth initiatives in the community, and we also utilize those during our grant cycles if we can. So if you're interested in donating, you can go online to our websites, which I mentioned before, cfhoward.org, cfclinton.org, cfcarroll.org. You can give us a call at 765-454-7298. If you have a question and you're not sure who to direct it to, just give us a call. Talk to Lucinda at the front desk. She'll get you to the right person. We want to be a resource for the community. We're here for it, and we want to help everybody succeed.
Especially now that it's scholarship and grant time. So if you guys are into that as well, definitely get your questions to the Community Foundation. Emily Hammersbach, Chief Marketing and Communications Director. Thank you so much. Always
thank
a wealth
you.
Of information, and good to have you in studio.
Yeah, always great to be here.
We appreciate that. Jordan Brewer, Clinton County Commissioner, he is in next, and he will be joining us right here on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.